He was misaki in the tefillah of Ma'ariv, and vayifka b'makom. And but Ma'ariv is different than all of the other tefillos. In what way is Ma'ariv different than all of the other tefillos? Ma'ariv is a reshus. Why? Why? Avraham was misaki in Shachas. It's a chayva. Yitzhak was misaki in Mincha. Chayva. Yaakov was misaki in Ma'ariv. Why was Yaakov shortchanged in his tefillos only a reshus? So the commentators say because who was the Avraham mispalel for? Stone. Who was Yitzchak mispalel for? So, what?
Eliezer.
He was off Eliezer. He should be successful. And some say he was mispalel for his father. His father needed a shidduch. Avraham was an Alman. So therefore, he was mispalel for Avraham. Called him a medrash. Call him mispalel bat chaver who nene tchila. Or even if he was mispalel for himself, you're not really mispalel for you. You're mispalel for your wife. He was mispalel that for Rivka. Rivka, so really it wasn't just a pure tefillah for yourself. Uh-huh. So the tefillahs were always for others. Mm-hmm. But Yaakov, he was mispalel for himself. Im yiyye lokim imodi, ushmarani baderech hazeh asher onoichi hoylech, v'nosan li lechem lechol uvege lulbosh, v'shavti v'shol v'yisavi, then v'hoy Hashem li lelokim. Then, no, so Yaakov, the tefillah of Yaakov was a tefillah where he was mispalel for himself. When you mispalel for yourself, that's not the tefillah. The ikar tefillah is to be mispalel to someone else. To toot your own horn. When everything is focused only as a status of reshus, not the status of a nikarchiv. That's the way of art. That's a popular art. No, that's a popular art. That's popular. Okay, now let's go to what?
Sorry?
That last piece is not. No, that last piece is not. That last okay. Let me just say one. Just this is a very popular var from the Panavish Rav. It's a beautiful var. Probably it's very popular in many of the Likutim from the Panavish Rav. It's very bizarre that Yaakov, when he arrives at the well, he starts giving musar. Could you imagine someone comes, a newcomer, walking through the city, and the first day he starts telling them, what are you doing? Why are you wasting time? Why are you loitering? Let's go get to work. What business does a newcomer have to go and give musar to the people? So the Panavich Rav, this is a short, simple word, it says, Enochinami. That is why he began. The first words of Yaakov are, Achai.
My brothers.
My brothers. When you begin with Ahagdama, Achai, you are my brothers of endearment, and you show I care, then already you're in a different matzah. This is a very big Ahagdama. Today we live in a world where people like to give musar. Before you give musar, you have to introduce it with packaging, with the sugar coating. Achai, my brothers, I'm one of you. I'm not giving you musar. We're all part of the same team. This is a very popular var from the part of the show. Okay, let me conclude with one vart. This idea, which I think is very relevant to our times. End of the parasha, we learned about the shvua, between Lavan and Yaakov. So Lavan comes and he overtakes Yaakov Avinu. He says, "Why did you run away? You didn't let me kiss my daughters and my grandchildren." Notice Lavan doesn't kiss Yaakov at this point in time. He already kissed him in the beginning of the parasha. When Yaakov arrived, he kissed him. Right? He already kissed him once. There was nothing in there, so therefore it wasn't kedai to kiss him. When he met him, he kissed him. So he doesn't have to kiss him when he leaves. He only kissed his daughters. The only one that got shortchanged in the parasha, but this is a side, is Leah. Yaakov, everyone is kissing each other in the sixth parasha. Lavan kisses Yaakov. Lavan kisses his children and his daughters and his grandchildren. Yaakov kisses Rachel. But the only one that doesn't get a kiss is Leah. Okay, what's the answer? I don't know. All right, but whatever it is. But Yaakov, Lavan comes to Yaakov. They make a gal, they make a treaty that each one will not transgress the gal. And then Lavan starts waxing poetic. He says, "We'll make the shvuah. I'm also religious. Well, you think you're the only religious person in the world? I have gods also. I have Elohei Nechar. Nochor, I have my grandfather. Lavan was a child of Besuel, who was a child of Nochor, who was a child of Terach. And so I also have a God. I have the God of Elohei Nechor, of Nochor. And then let me read the Pesukim, because we want to make this point. So he says as follows. Elokei Avraham. Let's make a Shvuah. And we're going to make the Shvuah in the name of all of the gods. You, Yitzchak, you, Yaakov, you have a God called Elokei Avraham. Okay. We'll have a representative of Elokei Avraham. And then there's my God. This Elohei Nochor. Similarly, Rashi says Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. Okay? Yishbetu Veinenu. If someone over here transgresses this treaty, then both of the gods will come and punish. Then he goes on to say another one also, Elohei Avihem, the God of their fathers. Now what does this mean? So I think the Ibn Ezra, Rashi does not comment on what this means. It's very complicated what this means. So I think it's the Ibn Ezra. He says what this means is that Lavan saw that Yaakov didn't like this. He didn't like this deal, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Nochor. How dare you equate the Elokei Avraham with Elokei Nochor? So Lavan said, what's the big deal? Nochor was the brother of Terach. And Terach did tshuva b'sof yomav. Or the Ibn Ezra says that we really, and Terach had a god, and Avraham had a god, so we're all related. And to some degree, we all share the same god anyway. Because Nochor and Terach were brothers, and you are a descendant. Nochor and father and son. Nochor and Nochor was the son of the son of Terach, and Avram was also the son of Terach. So therefore, both Avraham and Nochor are brothers, and Terach is their father, and their father had a god. So the truth is, the god of Nochor and the god of Avram are really related. They're cousins. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. So don't get so upset. Like, obviously Yaakov, his face turned green. How dare you equate Elohei Nochor with Elokei Avraham? So Lavan said, what's the problem? Avraham and Nochor are brothers. They share a father. They share a father, Terach. So Elohei Avihem, the god of their fathers. Who is Avihem, their father? The father of Nochor and the father of Avram is Terach. Terach had a god. That's where it all started. It all started with him. And then, you know, they were cousins, whatever it is. They're offshoots of different understandings of God. And therefore, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? So you swear in the name of all the gods. They're anyway all related. Vayishava Yaakov befachad Aviv Yitzchak. It's a very difficult thing to explain. The symbol literally means he swore, you know what, forget about the gods. I'm going to swear in the name of my father. That's seemingly the literal interpretation. Forget about the god of Avram, the god of Nochor, the grandfather god. I'm going to swear in the name of the Pachad. I'm going to bring up the image of my father, Yitzchak. I'm terrified of my father. He was Din, Gevura, the god of Yitzchak, I'm the fear of my father. That's not what the Targum says. The Targum says it means the fear of the god of Yitzchak. Forget about all of these grandfather gods, the god of Terach, the god of Avram, the god. I reject everything. I reject, you're confusing me with all of these gods. Let me just focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is the god of Yitzchak, and the god of Yitzchak has nothing to do with Nochor. The question though is, why did he have to then say Befachat? Why couldn't he just say Vayishava Yaakov Be'elokei Aviv Yitzchak? Since when is the Ribbono Shel Olam called the Pachad, the God of Fear, the Pachad Aviv Yitzchak? Because Yitzhak, that's why Hashem is not sure the Shechina. That's a thing, a different thing. Ani Elokei doesn't say that. That's a different thing, Chazal. That when Hashem appeared to Yaakov, he didn't say, "I'm the God of your father," Yitzhak, because Yitzhak was still alive. And later he did say he was blind, he was as if he was dead. Okay, maybe that's another approach to fit into over here. But over here it's still bizarre. You don't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever with the title that Yaakov is going to swear, "I want to swear in the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam," and the way I'm going to refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam is, "He is the one who my father Yitzchak is afraid of." Since when do you mention fear in reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Of course, that's a given. It's not something you have to mention. When you say the Ribbono Shel Olam, that itself is din, that itself, that's the way it is in the Tanakh. In Tanakh, you never have this. "I'm going to make a shvua in the name of the God which my father fears. I'm going to make a shvua in the name of the God of my father Yitzchak." Why does he suddenly have to introduce this thing called the Fachad Aviv Yitzchak? So I think the answer is, I'll start with a mashal. And we once mentioned this mashal that Avigdor Miller used to say that someone asked him a question: "Are you allowed to take a dollar bill into the Beis HaKiseh?" On the dollar bill it says, "In God we trust." How can you be mechal l'shem shemayim in the Beis HaKiseh? So he said, the God that they relate to on the dollar bill, I don't know his exact words, is not the God. It's true, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, Einoch Hanami, but the concept, the hasoga that a non-Jew has of the Ribbono Shel Olam is so far from the hasoga, the understanding that a Jew has of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's chulin, it's mundane. It's not Kodesh. In order for it to be called Kodesh, it has to have Kavana. What? Say again?
Secretary,
yeah. His name? So what? His name doesn't mean. But that's not when they wrote. When "God We Trust" was put on the dollar bill, it was put there by non-Jews. The concept, the hasaga. Okay, this is really what it says in this pasuk. The concept, this is what Avigdor Miller says. When they talk about God, they have such a limited understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam because they lack the Torah. They have such a limited appreciation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, relative to us, this has no kedusha. This is mundane, and therefore there's no problem. It's the same idea over here. Now here's the point I want to make. Over here, he's making a very good point. Lavan is saying, "I'm calling him the God of Avraham, the God of Nachor." Yaakov Avinu does not like. So he says, "What is this? What is this?" He comparing the God of Nachor, the God. They're all the same. They're just different understandings, different relations. They all stem. I'm also a makid this Ribbono Shel Olam. Just that my hasogis of the Ribbono Shel Olam are a little bit different. And what's so terrible? We all come back from the same shoresh. We're all connected in Terach. When you hear someone talk like this, it shakes you up. It forces you to reevaluate your relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you hear someone say, "It's my God, your God," it's all the same. It creates a demand where you have to now. It's the pachad of Aviv Yitzchak. Okay, that's what Mayevsky said. He was still alive. That was this different idea. It causes, it shakes you up and forces you to reevaluate, to do tshuva and reevaluate to make sure that your understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam is the way it should be. This is extremely relevant today. Today, Islamic fundamentalists are destroying the world in the name of God, in the name of Allah. God. It's the same God. It's our God. Allah is God. We have God and they have God. And it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. He created the world. We're cousins. Elohei Nachar. Elohei Avraham. Elohei Avihem. There's Allah. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have just a different version. Just a slightly different version, which means you can kill everyone. Just a little mashu. When you hear people take the Shem Hashem, and they start saying, it's all the same, it's God, That frightens a person. It frightens a person where Hashem's name has been hijacked. It's been hijacked and it's been distorted, it's been corrupted. It creates, when you think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you no longer think of Him as just Elokei Avraham. It now becomes the Pachad of Yitzchak. Your relationship is shaken. You have to reassess. Just like these Meshugayim are corrupt, they're crazy, their view of religion is completely warped and is corrupt, maybe I'm also corrupt. Maybe the way I relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm also a hypocrite. I do things, Echa b'pechad, b'leiv, b'seisa, b'goloi. Maybe I'm also a hypocrite in my relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like I see these people, they're hypocrites, and how they relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It creates in you the pachad. You think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just Tam, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do I really know who the Ribbono Shel Olam is? Do I really fully appreciate Hashem's greatness? It's now a new God. It's the Pachad of Aviv Yitzchak. It's very relevant today, this idea to Yoni Dioma. Have a wonderful Shabbos.